You're listening to the People Over Profit podcast. Hi, I'm Justine Beauregard. Since 2008, I've helped scale multiple businesses to 7, 8, and 9 figures by focusing on quality connections, not vanity metrics. For decades, we've been taught to believe that business is just a numbers game, but really, it's a relationships game. Gone are the days of prioritizing money over our missions and the people that our businesses are built to support. I created this podcast because I want you to make a difference in the world without feeling like you have to sacrifice your income or your integrity to do it. If you're building a business that puts people first, you belong here. Now, let's spend some quality time together. Your mindset in business and in life matters a lot. As you seek to grow in your business, you will naturally seek to grow on a personal level as well. It's all interconnected. And what I've found is that as I've evolved, I've also had to change my mindset and my habits and my environment and who I am on a variety of levels to connect more to and understand who I truly desire to be in business and become her. But beyond this, I am also a very tactical person. And over the years, people have come to know me as sort of a methodical planner when it comes to my business. And that's not inherently who I am. It's who I've decided and chosen to be and taught myself the skills to be, because I feel like it's such a necessary piece to leveling up in our businesses. So today, I want to explore with you the 3 specific and very actionable steps that I take every time I'm seeking to level up in my business, and what questions you can ask yourself to do the same thing for your business in a meaningful way that truly fits you. Because at the end of the day, we are all different, and I want to make sure that this process feels expansive enough for you to find your place in it and your version of it. So the first thing that I do is evaluate. So who have I been? What do I like? What do I not like? And what do I notice that's happening just in general with a very neutral lens? So you're not judging. You're kind of taking this blanket approach to take a look at the landscape. What's been happening? Just evaluating. So to get more specific about this, there are 3 core questions within the evaluation category that I like to ask. The first one is positive. What has been working and why? So maybe you have been growing your social media following like crazy the past year, and you've been having a lot of fun with it. You've met some new partners who've shared your content. You've been more bold in your calls to action. You've changed up your content strategy to be more engaging with your audience. All good things, all have been working well. What hasn't been working well and why? So maybe despite the growth you've seen on the follower side or the audience side, your social media hasn't really been producing any more leads for you. You've been feeling like you're working extra hard to create some of these new graphics and write your captions, and you're feeling a little bit burnt out. And you've also been noticing that a lot of your time is going to more administrative tasks instead of sales-related tasks. And as a result, your income has been suffering a little bit. So the third question is, what are you going to do about it? What do you desire to do differently? So you might decide that you'd really like to continue with social media because you have been energized by the traction that you've been seeing, but you want to change things up so that you're actually producing more leads and not feeling like it's such an uphill battle to create content every time. So you also decide that ideally you would like someone to help you on the social media side, especially when it comes to creating the content. You also think, all right, the partnerships have probably been the key difference between my previous year and this year. So I also want to double the amount of partners that are sharing my content, and I want to maybe shift to using more templates so that I can have an easier time creating content and be consistent with my branding. And when I eventually decide to outsource, I won't have to overpay someone because they're creating custom graphics every single time. You might even notice that something you want to test doing differently is popping in an extra day in your calendar each month for rest so that you can alleviate your burnout, because you know that you have a predisposition to go a little bit hard and you don't remind yourself that you need to scale back, reflect, take a rest. and you want to start prioritizing some of those sales activities that you notice have been falling by the wayside. So you think, how can I do that? Maybe I'll invest in some tools, some templates, so I can scale back in terms of my time investment when I'm doing things like sending client contracts or managing my calendar, things like that. So once you have your list that comes from that evaluation phase of really taking a holistic look at everything that's been going on, now you're going to move to the optimization phase. And this is more about who you desire to be and what you think it'll take to become that person. On episode 27 of the podcast from April 2023, I shared a visualization exercise that I do for this with myself and with clients that might be helpful for you as you think through who you are becoming. But in addition to that, I want you to think about two core questions. The first one is, what do you think you're missing? And this is sort of diving deeper into what you're going to do differently. So you might say from that previous example, in this case, I think I'm missing good help on the social media side, maybe a good social media manager, to be more specific. Maybe you're missing really good billing software because the one that you're using now is really cumbersome and it takes a lot of time, or you're missing those templates for your contracts and everything is custom generated every time you work for someone new, or maybe this even goes back to the packages that you're offering. Everything is bespoke, everything takes hours to put together. Okay, so I'm gonna need some pieces on that side. Maybe it's even knowledge or skills. Like, I don't know how I'm gonna capture more leads from social media. And a good social media manager might not be the solution to that. Maybe you need to research more information on that side. Maybe you need to take a course or invest in working with a mentor, someone to help you. So just thinking about all of the things doesn't mean you have to invest in all of them, doesn't mean you have to move forward with all of them, but if you at least list them out, you can come up with a plan and prioritize that list to see where your focus needs to go next. From there, you want to think about what you are already doing really well and how you can leverage that more. So this is part of optimization. If your growth of followers has been great and you track it back to the partners you've been working with and the engagement you've been seeing, how can you leverage these in other areas of the business and scale back your time? Maybe the partners you've been using to promote your social media content could also be promoting your paid offers or your lead magnets, or you could purchase access to their lists and promote directly to their audiences or do a collaboration of some kind. Maybe you invest in software like ThriveCart so that you can bring on affiliates, which is another version of a partnership. You can reach out to past or existing customers. You can maybe even dedicate a process to partnerships and cultivating them and getting more from each of the partners that you bring on. Maybe on the engagement side, you decide that you want to dedicate some time to creating a standard that's repeatable that you can outsource to a lower cost resource. I call this a process document, and I have it for every area of my business that's repeatable. So every time I hire someone, which I've done episodes about hiring part-time help before, that document is ready to go. It's ready for anyone to plug into and be able to replicate really quickly. Maybe you also think about how you can engage with your audience in a way that doesn't require you to personally and repeatedly engage with them. So you think about more of a funnel system and you invest in a tool like ManyChat where you can automate that funnel from start to finish. And as soon as someone sends that message, they automatically get put through a nurturing sequence that you don't have to be involved in at all. You might even reflect on how you got your partners on board and then leverage those sales skills, yes, their sales skills, to bring in new customers because you've been using those skills to bring on partners, but you can also leverage those skills for more direct sales opportunities, which is one of the things that you noticed you were missing. And the last step is automation. So what will I personally own and what can I release as I step into this new level or this new version of me? So here is where I make categories of what I need and then I decide what belongs in each one. So for the example that we just talked about, it mentioned new calendaring software. So right now I'm manually managing my calendar and it's taking me hours a week to make appointments with people and change appointment times and do all the things. So you search on Google, you ask your friends for recommendations, you pose a question in a community you belong to and say, who recommends what calendar software that can help, that works like a dream, that you love, that's within this budget, whatever it is, right? And you find three different pieces of software: Acuity, HoneyBook, Calendly. Trial each of them for 2 days for free. Pick one, implement it immediately. The only caveat here is you want to make sure that it's profitable, that it's easy for you to use and not just the thing everyone else is using, and that it solves your most urgent problems. That's the key, is figuring out, okay, is the calendar really my biggest problem, or am I just annoyed by it, but it's really only taking me 10 minutes, and my biggest problem is on the sales side? Solve your biggest, most urgent problems first. Invest your time and resources there so that you can see the biggest impact the quickest. You also want to kind of evaluate these things. So if the calendar software is free and it saves you 30 minutes a week, that may be a high priority because it's very easy and cheap to implement and it's going to make a big difference without a lot of effort. So it's sort of looking at that list and figuring out, okay, where are my truest, easiest, and most impactful next steps? Now, this raises an important point and a disclaimer that I want to add. I meet a lot of business owners who seek to grow and scale before they're ready. And often what I find is that you simply haven't moved to your next level because of a word choice, like scaling. If, for instance, your budget is really low for new tools or support, your business might not be ready to scale in the ways that you've been thinking yet. And that's okay. It's time to just rethink what that next level looks like for you. If you don't feel certain of your best next steps, or if you don't know where your highest impact next steps are, you might still be in that foundational phase of building your business and figuring that out. And again, that's not a problem. It's more important that you know where you are because your next level might just look a little different than you anticipated. There have been so many times in my business where my best next step was more about mastering the basics and the simple things and growing within my current business framework. So feel free to get creative and keep the stakes low as you test some of these pathways forward, because even if you only make 1% progress in a category over the course of a year, that's gonna add up, especially if it's something that you feel equipped to do. You're gonna find so much more momentum so much quicker than if you try to push past where you actually are. So let's go back to the example from before of you recognizing that you need help with social media and that it's feeling a little bit cumbersome and burning you out, not doing what you want it to do yet, but you realize you don't yet have the resources to hire someone to help you. I want you to think about what you need and the impact of each thing that you think you need. I've given myself and many of my clients the freedom to just restructure a few fundamental pieces of our social media pages by doing things like optimizing our bio and posting more simple content less frequently so we can alleviate that pain temporarily and pour more into the money-generating activities to save up some budget while seeing the same or better results. So there's no sacrifice, there's only upside. I've also advised people to bite the bullet and invest in areas where they're feeling a little fearful, but there's already proof of the return on investment on things like SEO and paid advertisements. They're a little bit afraid to take it to the next level, and in some cases, we just need the permission to dive in the pool. And one last thing that I want to share is I believe anything can work. And a lot of our results are simply confirmation bias for where we invest our best resources most often. So as you think about leveling up, I want you to also consider where you experience the most joy, what you desire more of, and the impact you want to see. Because you can design everything you're doing to fit these categories. And these, in my opinion, are the most important things to consider alongside the income that you're generating in your business. It's not all about the money. It's about the experience. It's about the process. It's about how you feel. And remember, this process is cyclical. Don't just do this when you're in a phase of wanting to level up. Do it on a regular basis. Schedule this as a quarterly activity or even annually if that's all you can do. Make it a common practice to evaluate, optimize, and automate what you can do to feel your best every day. You're the boss. Remember that. This is your business and you get to design it however you want it to look. Dream big. Figure out the how later. And if you need help with this, reach out to me anytime. I hope you have a great week and Happy New Year! If you found this episode helpful, feel free to tag me with your thoughts and feedback at Justine Beauregard Coach on Instagram or Facebook. And if you have ideas for future episodes, I'd love to hear them. Just send an email to justine@justinebeauregard.com. And if you haven't yet, don't forget to click that subscribe button and rate and review the show. Your feedback means a lot to me and allows us to keep learning and growing together. I'll see you next week.